Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the game on Saturday, I mean, they're both great games, but the night game is the Rams and Cowboys, and I think you cannot deny the Colts and Chiefs game is going to be kick-ass with Luck against Mahomes. I don't care what anybody says. That game's going to be absolutely scintillating, and they're going to go up and down. Trust me. But I think Dallas and the Rams are, too. I think that's going to be a wild football game with a lot of offense. And, you know, there's good defense, too. You don't know which one's going to show up. Mafia, do you think that the game's going to be high-scoring, offensive explosion from Dallas and the Rams, or do you think it's going to be more of a struggle?
I think there's going to be an in-between. I don't think it's going to be, you know, like a 17-14 game, but I'm not expecting it to get in the 30s. I think it's going to be in the 20s range because both those defenses are very good. Both of them can score on their own, too. We've seen that with the Rams with the game against Kansas City. They had like a couple defensive scores themselves. I think they're going to slow each other down, but I don't think they're going to stop them fully because those offenses have so much firepower as well.
So Dak Prescott, since 2016, including the playoffs, 15 game-winning drives. That's the most in the NFL. 19 rushing TDs, the most by any quarterback. And 13 primetime quarterback wins. That's also the most. I mean, I don't even think people realize that. I don't even think people knew or that they're aware of the fact that this guy is putting up those kind of numbers. I mean, seriously. 15 game-winning drives, 19 rushing TDs, 13 primetime wins. That's the most, all three of them. Most game-winning drives, most rushing TDs by a quarterback, and most primetime wins for anyone in the league. Can you even believe that, Carver High, that guy's done all that? Because it just doesn't seem like he's done all that to me. That Dak Prescott has had all these records and that he's doing the most in terms of game-winning drives, rushing TDs, and primetime wins. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the primetime wins thing, it is what it is. The rushing stuff, well, that doesn't surprise me that much. The fourth quarter comeback stuff kind of surprises me a little bit. I just don't think he's very accurate. I think he's a winning player, but I don't think he's a good thrower of the football. I just don't. I think that this game on Saturday night is going to be not the type of game the Rams want to play, but I still think that they can win it.
So who do you think is going to step up and make more damage for the Dallas Cowboys, Brandon Cooks or Robert Woods?
Well, Woods is tough because, you know, you're going to put your, you know, faster, better corner on Cooks because he's a burner. He can get out there. And Woods is tough to handle, man. He is. They move him in the slot now. You got to have so many guys in the secondary when you're playing the Rams because they have so many different weapons that they could beat you with. But Woods is a guy that has had good games this year because they focus on the other guys.
He said this is when it gets real. It gets competitive. You're going against the best, and you torch them. He doesn't want to hear anybody labeling the Rams as soft. Or Woods points to Goff being written off as a bust when the team was going 4-12 a couple of years ago. He says he's going to dominate this game. And that he embraces it. I feel like I'm supposed to be, it's all supposed to be on my shoulders. And, you know, I don't know. Do you think he's going to step up that big and be the man? He's the man on Saturday night. He's the one that's going to stand out. You think it'll be Amari Cooper? Who do you think is going to be the best player in that game and have the biggest game?
The best player in that game is going to be Todd Gurley because that guy does it all. He runs, he catches, he makes you miss when he has the ball. But there's going to be so much focus on him and on Cooks that it's going to leave Woods a lot better opportunity to get, you know, some big yards here or there, some big underneath conversions on third down. I don't think he's going to have the biggest game. I think that's still going to be a guy like Gurley, but I think he's going to have a major impact on the game.
And then I think the biggest problem for the Rams is Zeke.
Well, I was just going to say that, honestly, I think that he's the best player. And I'm not saying that normally I would put him ahead of Gurley, but I don't know what Gurley is at in terms of his health. I don't know if you're getting, you know, a fully 100%
McVay's Todd Gurley. Saying he feels good. He's
good for him.
Doing everything.
McVay's going to say whatever he wants to say to make people think that he's 100%. He didn't play the last two games of the year. I get that he could have if they really wanted to. I don't know if he's at his full go. So, to me, the most dangerous player and the best player on both teams is Zeke. Now, the Rams have more weapons. They can do more. They are more explosive. They have a lot more options to go to. Cowboys could become just that one, you know, one dynamic with running the football. Zeke's the best player.
How much of an advantage do you think it has for them having Wade Phillips since he was in Dallas and knows the Cowboys so well? And Garrett and Jones and all of them.
I think his experience overall is the bigger thing, not necessarily just his time in Dallas, because I think that team is so much different from what he was, you know, from what it was when he was there. I mean, look, just the fact that how different they are just this year from Cooper being there. But I think him being there and him being able to kind of just pretty much lock down two guys on that team, you're not going to worry about Cole Beasley beating you. You know, with the Rams, you got to worry about three or four different guys that could do big things against you. For that team, you're going to load the box, and then you're going to maybe double Cooper. And other than that, you're telling those other guys, do what you want because I'm not scared of you.
So anyway, Cooks' stats have been down the last couple of weeks, but McVay says he thinks he's going to be fine. He's going to put up numbers. He's going to make catches in the game, this and that. So does it bother you at all that, you know, it's like every night we've been talking about this week, all these guys getting these jobs because they know him and that he's this you know, supernova genius coach that's so far ahead of every other coach in the NFL. I mean, they literally give this guy that status. They have basically said, and I've heard it multiple times, I mean, rollover times, that he's the best coach in football, in all of football. And I think it's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I am just not buying that. I mean, this guy, I have never seen a guy get more credit for doing nothing in my life. I don't care what anybody says.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. This guy's never won a playoff game. I cannot believe that so many people, so many teams, are taking guys that have been in the same room with this guy even years ago.
Sean Payton and Peterson have won Super Bowls.
I don't get it. I just don't.
Andy Reid's been in Super Bowls. Yet. I mean,
right. And that's the thing. When they're picking off all the homeroom coaches, you understood it. The guy had success, the guy won. When they're picking off Walsh's, you know, tree, you knew it. When Belichick, Parcells, guys like that who have had that success, winning in the playoffs, winning Super Bowl, you say, okay, it makes sense.
Holmgren.
Even if all these other guys that, you know, like all the Belichick guys that keep taking, even though most of his guys fail, you know, terribly.
On their face.
You still say, okay, this guy wins with other guys, next man up, try him out. McVay hasn't had that success yet. It's bad enough when you are taking guys that are coordinators just because they've had jobs with him before and say, okay, your next step up is head coach. But when now they're talking about Cincinnati going after the quarterback's coach to put him to head coach, that just is ridiculous to me.
How much do you think we'll hear during the game? I believe we're going to hear that, too. Of
constantly.
How, the whole game, how he's the greatest coach that's ever lived.
All you're going to be hearing about is how many of his coaches are going to become coaches elsewhere now.
I mean, it's honestly, I honestly
kind of want them to lose just because of all this. Like, I'm like,
I got to tell you,
I
do too.
And like my dad's a Ram fan. I've told you this stuff. Like, I kind of like want this guy to lose now because I cannot believe how much the entire league has bowed down to this guy and he hasn't won one playoff game yet.
They're going to go to double overtime. It's 141 apiece. It was 130 at the end of regulation in the first overtime. Now they're going to double overtime, 141 apiece. This is the game of the year in the NBA between the Spurs and Thunder. Renee in San Diego on The Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I know, Pharrell. Can I get a crown on the rocks, please, sir?
Crown rocks. What's happening?
Thank you. Just want to talk about this Chargers-Patriots game, man. I know the odds are stacked with the travel, the weather, Tom Brady, but man, if this isn't the year, when is the year? I really think Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, and Derwin James are going to capitalize on not only Tom Brady's age, but Rob Gronkowski's health this year, and I really think they're going to pull it out this
weekend.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure every Charger fan is just like you. They all think they're going to win, and I think they're a very good team. There's no denying it. And I think the key to the game for me is, to be honest with you, is Ingram and Bosa going to be able to rough up Tom Brady? If those two and the rest of their colleagues on that front can lay him down and, you know, knock him around and rough him up without getting, you know, roughing the passer penalties, you know, I think that guy gets more flags. This is just me. I mean, if you touch Tom Brady now, you get flagged, right? I mean, if anyone gets near him, they get 15 yards. So if they can get him down and rough him up and bounce him off, you know, a pass rush and knock him around and hit him and get away with it, because he's a pocket guy. He's not going to run. And so when he's in that pocket, he's a sitting duck in terms of you're not allowed to rough him up. If he's running, you can hit him, right? But if he's just back there in the pocket passing and you go in there and smash him, you're going to get a flag. And I'm concerned about that for them. I think the key to the game is them putting him on his ass. And it's the way that you beat him. There's no other real way, in my view, to beat the Patriots than to get to Brady and rough him up the way the Giants did in two Super Bowls. And so the one thing is, you guys are all talking about how you're going to win the game. And I get that. The confidence is fantastic. And you're 8-0 away from L.A. That's all wonderful and fine, too. The problem is who you're playing. You know, you guys are going to win. That's all I've been hearing is the Chargers are going to win from everybody, everywhere. And I'm hearing no one, I mean, really no one saying that the Patriots are going to win. And it's almost hilarious to me because you're talking about a team that goes to the Super Bowl every year. You're talking about a team that wins the divisional round every time they play. You're talking about a team that's undefeated at home. You're talking about a quarterback's the best ever. You're talking about maybe the best playoff team ever. I mean, honestly, since he's been there and what they've accomplished and all these Super Bowls they've won, like, have they caught up to, like, the Niners and Cowboys and you know, Steelers in terms of, you know, how many Super Bowls they played in and big games and division titles and AFC championship games? They are now one of the greatest franchises in history in terms of playoff success in big games. And the Chargers have a, you know, a one sheet. You know what that means? Their whole history of success is on one sheet of paper. And the Patriots is a book. So you guys are all, you know, automatic that Chargers are going to win. Good luck with that. I mean, honestly, good luck with it. I hope you're right, because believe me, I'll be cheering for them. But I just don't think they'll do it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.